back, everyone. Live from Wells Fargo Arena as we continue moving along here. And, guys, let's recap where we've been and who's moved along. Joe, you want to get us started on recapping results from earlier on tonight?
At 103 pounds, Albius Shadow Leshen got it done. He advances to the quarterfinals tomorrow. He had a great win over last year's Illinois State champion, Tony DeReese from Davenport Assumption. Tony DeReese jumped over the river there to test his skills against the Iowa wrestlers, and Shadow Leshen takes care of him. Then at 112 pounds, we had Tanner Cowan of Centerville going up against Hunter Slifka from Cresco, and he got it done.
I thought Tanner looked fantastic out there.
Yeah, he looked good. Jimmy Szczynski, son of Albia alumnus Paul Szczynski, shoulder injury in his first round match, and he went down to Light and Gull of New Hampton.
He's wrestling right now.
Okay, let's get to that match while we can. Good call there. And what mat is he on there, Rick?
He's wrestling on mat number 5. It's Jimmy Szczynski from Van Meter. 0-0. 1.5 minutes gone here out of the first period. Good double leg shot there by Jimmy Szczynski, but they're out of bounds. And they'll reset it with 28 seconds to go. 112 pounds. Jimmy Szczynski versus Patrick Rooney from Bondurant Farrar. So Szczynski, Van Meter, Rooney from Bondurant Farrar. Rooney in on single leg. He switches to the double with his head on the outside. Szczynski tries the tilt and the lift. The counter there. With 14 seconds to go, Bondurant's wrestler is in deep. But no score. Szczynski still hanging on to the leg. Szczynski locks his hands, hanging on the leg. He's going to try to hip over. He tries to hip over with 5 seconds to go. If he can get it done, and he does with 3 seconds left. Jimmy Szczynski scores the takedown before he could get back points, though. Just a great job by Jimmy Szczynski. Rick Whistler, you're right down there on the mat. How did that look, mat side?
Pretty awesome. I thought he was in trouble, and he just turned the tables on him, got his hips squared out against him, and just took him down.
Yeah, he had his hips right in there, cast his legs over, utilized his hips, and with 3 seconds to go, scored the takedown. And with the surprise against his Bondurant opponent, I think at a little bit more time there, we would have had back points for Jimmy Szczynski.
Yeah, Szczynski looks a lot more comfortable this match. And I don't think that shoulder's hurting him right now.
Szczynski on bottom to open up this second period. Tries to run it out. Can't get it done as he's brought back down to the mat.
1 minute, 52 seconds left. Second period action. Consolation match at 112 pounds. Jimmy Szczynski from Van Meter, the grandson of Donna and Larry Szczynski. He is competing here at 112 pounds. Going to try to get his carcass up there on the place winner stand on Saturday.
1:30 to go, second period, 2-0. Szczynski out in front.
Szczynski with a sit out, grabs the leg. If he can get his head out here, Jason, he will score a 2-point reversal at the beginning of the second period.
Coach is calling for two. Szczynski trying to get that head out.
Just a lot of fast wrestling action here. Szczynski with the leg. He's still in the bottom position. 1:05 left here, second period action at 112 pounds. This is a great match, folks. When we bring you these consolation matches, it's one and done. These kids that are wrestling from here on out that you listen to, if they can't get the win, they won't be here wrestling tomorrow.
Now Rooney trying to, I'll tell you what, he just hasn't let go of that back leg as Szczynski keeps holding on.
Szczynski's got his head to the outside. It's kind of like a single leg takedown attempt right now. Szczynski's going to try to hip over again. He's still got that leg. He's still got leg near the center of the mat. Szczynski, if he can get his head out, he's got his hips squared. A really good counter there. It's kind of like a takedown move right now. If Szczynski can just get his head out, Jimmy Szczynski, with 19 seconds left here, will score a 2-point reversal and take a 4-0 lead into the third period.
He's got
and
the
he
head
does.
Out.
And
that's
he does.
That's going to be a reversal right there. He's out in front 4-0.
He's got it, and with 5 seconds to go, Jimmy Szczynski.
Oh, he's got that shoulder rolled over, and he's going to get back points here. Oh, he's going to run out of time. He rolled him over, got the just about ready to get the back points there as the time expired. They're talking things over to see if they're going to award points.
No, there won't be any points awarded there, Jason. The official actually forgot who was in control.
Right.
He could award back points to the Bondurant kid if he awards him a reversal first. Right. He did not signal the reversal. Woo. So it's still going to be Jimmy Szczesinski on top, 4-0. A lot of roly-poly action there. If you were a Bondurant fan, you might have an argument right here at 112 pounds in this consolation match that this thing should be tied up. But Jimmy Szczesinski out front, 4-0. We go on to the third period. Szczesinski covers.
You're absolutely right, Joe. He was in control.
Yeah, Rick, how did you see that one? Did you think Bondurant might have had a complaint there?
No, he had no complaint at all. I think the best part about it was Szczesinski tried that move once before, that rollover. It didn't work, and he came right back to it. And he caught the Bondurant kid off guard. So,
well, the Bondurant kid right now tries a switch. Jimmy going to be an aggressive wrestler here, trying to put him on his back, but finds himself a little bit too high, and he gets reversed. Your score now is going to be 4-2 with a minute and a half left in this 112-pound consolation match. Jimmy Szczesinski enjoys a 4-2 lead. He's on the bottom near the center of the mat. His Bondurant opponent puts the leg in. Looks like he's going to try some type of a tilt maneuver or a power half.
Of course, we have Griffin Osing coming up in 145 here in just a moment as we roll along here, consolation side, Class 2A action. See you tomorrow, bud.
Well, as we get ready to watch Jimmy Szczesinski finish up this match, we're going to say so long for now to Coach Kevin Cochran of the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Coach Cochran, we'd love to have you back here throughout the duration of these contests that are going to decide the champions in Iowa High School Wrestling.
You let me know anytime. You guys do a great job. Keep up the good work. But if I don't go sit with my wife, I'm going to be in the doghouse.
Yes. Well, tell everybody in Ottumwa thanks, and we appreciate them listening on KIIC 96.7.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach Kevin Cochran, boy, and that's a guy that knows a little bit about wrestling.
State qualifier and place winner himself. 43 seconds left in this 112-pound consolation match. Jimmy Szczesinski up 4-2. As a stalemate occurs, they reset near the center of the mat. They get restarted.
Szczesinski trying to hold on to get the win, and that'd be a great consolation wrestle back for Szczesinski.
Szczesinski on the bottom. He's broken down by his Bondurant opponent. You know, folks from Bondurant might be complaining a little bit about a stalling on Szczesinski, and he does get called for stalling, but not much can be done by Jimmy since his Bondurant opponent's got the leg in. I really hate to see a stalling call when the kid on top has leg in. What do you think, Rick? Jimmy Szczesinski's got his Bondurant opponent in trouble. He could slip out the back
he's
door.
He's about to come out that backside.
With 7 seconds to go, Jimmy Szczesinski is going to score the reversal.
He's got it.
It's 6-2. Jimmy Szczesinski wins at 112 pounds. Congratulations, Donna and Larry Szczesinski, Paul Szczesinski, Paul and Jackie. Paul Import, his wife from New Jersey, and she's a school teacher up here in West Des Moines. Fit in great with those nice Melrose Polish people.
Congratulations, Szczesinski. He'll move on. And, Rick, you got to witness that right in front of you. Boy, Szczesinski came out and did a great job of wrestling.
Yes, he did. He was a lot more determined. Very flexible young man, I can tell you that.
And I wonder how much that injury kind of affected him in that first matchup, Joe. That can have not only a physical effect on him, but a psychological as well.
Well, I think a lot of it's mental, don't you think, Joe, because they just can't come out of that, you know.
Well, Jimmy Szczesinski sucked it up, man, and got the big consolation win. That was a very aggressive, well-built opponent that he had from New Hampton in the first round with a sterling record. Wouldn't surprise me if that was one of those Northern Iowa wrestlers that has probably bumped up to 119 a lot during the season. And Jimmy Szczesinski, with that injury, wasn't able to overcome the tough kid from New Hampton, but super job against the Bondurant boy.
We'll go back and look at some of our texts here in just a second as we set up our 145 matchup. Griffin Osing's going to be coming out here in just a second. Joe, I know your phone's been going off the hook as well.
Well, we got a lot of great fans listening in Southern Iowa. We're all pumped up. We're happy to be bringing you live wrestling action here at the Iowa State High School Championships. ESPN Sports called this one of the must-see events in America.
Yep, and it has not disappointed at all for us high above the mats here in Des Moines. Still listening, so proud of all the Blue Demons from Chelsea Crawl. And as we just keep the text, just keep flowing in. If you have a text, want to send out a shout-out, 641-799-1437. Go Shadow, let's win state from Ryan Sarver.
Been hearing a lot of great things about Southern Iowa Wrestling here on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Very unique thing about wrestling in Iowa. You can only have but one wrestler from your hometown come up here to compete at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and the whole town follows. And as a result, the auditorium here, the arena, I guess Wells Fargo Arena, absolutely packed for the start of these Class 2A first-round matches. And we're quickly progressing, Jason, to our 145-pound match where we're going to see Griffin Osing from Albia try to compete and punch his ticket to wrestle tomorrow.
Well, Joe, you know, when we saw it, when we got here, and usually, and this is early for me, anybody who knows me, and we're here an hour and a half beforehand, and there's no place to park.
No place to park. And I was in the mezzanine when they opened up the doors between Class 2A and Class 1A, and all of the ushers were yelling at the folks that were literally sprinting down the hallways of the Wells Fargo Arena, yelling at them to walk because everybody wanted to stake out their section. You know, all the texts that were going on, I'm sure Albia, it was no accident that everybody in Albia wound up in sections 105 and 106. I bet we see them there tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. Well, here comes the more text in. Way to go, Shadow, from Ben Leshen. I think that's his cousin. Shadow, it's your bestie. Congratulations, man. I love you, Dylan.
Ben is a...
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
You might want to look down on mat one, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, that's at 125, I believe, weight class. And boy, that's a...
The mat one consolation right now that we're watching is a 125-pound match, and it features a wrestler with his he must have been in some type of an accident, but there's a wrestler down there that does not have any legs.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this sport is full of heroes and kids that are overcomers, and obviously being down there without the addition of those legs could probably be something that would be a hindrance, but this kid doesn't know it.
No, not at all. That is, we'll try to get the match up here. I'll get my binoculars on it, but I believe that is Greg Vance from Waller Catholic in Dubuque versus Preston Holbenhenrich from Boynton Hole Rock Valley. And I think I got that right, Holbenhenrich. I bet he's got a little bit of German in him.
I just got this text in, Joe, and this is pretty interesting, from Coach Thomas. Coach says, Griffin, win or lose, I only counted two freshmen in 2A to make it to state from 145 and above. Congrats from Coach Thomas for the other three who stay on the winner's bracket. Enough said. And that's so true. You know, you just looked at that. There, Griffin was the only one in his weight class that was a freshman, and only one other wrestler was a sophomore. So that was a class full of outstanding upperclassmen, and Griff obviously won with a chance here to win in the consolation.
Yeah, with 145 pounds on up, only two freshmen. The bigger they get, you know, obviously the older that they are. Griffin Osing got his ticket punched with a fantastic effort in winter set on Saturday. And he's going to be wrestling here within the next 5 minutes, Jason, trying to continue his run up here at the state tournament.
As the text keep coming in, let's go blue. Woot, woot. Devin Yarkowski. Good job, boys. Keep it up from Storm, Jade, Paige, and Paige Little, and Scott, and Haley, and Melissa. Way to go, Shadow, from Ryan Sarver. Congratulations, Matt, Shadow, Dakota, and Griffin. And I'll tell you what, Joe, my text thing is about to fill up.
I've lost a lot of my battery today, and I think my signal might be weakened enough to where I'm not going to be able to communicate anymore.
Let's go, Blue Demons, from Anita Bath. Aaron Ambrose, you got to remember, I have your text. Buddy, you got me on that one, but it won't happen again. he's probably rolling around the floor right now. He thinks he got Coach Summers. Yeah, it's related to the Soap family. Great job, guys. Keep it up. We love you. From your manager, August Powers.
Hey, want to thank a few more sponsors here while we wait for Griffin Osing to take the match. Joe Starcevic, attorney at law. When you find yourself in need of an attorney, contact the Starcevic Law Firm in Albia. They're ready to help you when you need it most. Jim Chapman there at State Farm Insurance. Quicktron. Quicktron was established in Albia in 92, and they've been a local supporter of the surrounding community since then. Hard work, dedication, and community support are the necessary ingredients for a winning team, and Quicktron thinks that the Albia team can do great things here. Also, Superior Machine Works, Brees Rest Home.
Yep, our friends over at Brees Rest Home, I'm sure they're listening right now. They're big-time fans of KIIC, and glad to have all of them along listening tonight, and they're rooting for the Blue Demons.
There's an outfit in Albia called B&W Plumbing and Heating. Have you ever heard of them, Jason?
You know, it rings a bell. No, wait. It rings my my bathtub. Rick fixed my bathtub. He fixed my furnace. He fixed my mom's furnace. Rick, it didn't matter what time of night you came calling and took care of us.
Well, Rick's phone number is 932-5632. They are your local Ream dealer. Call Rick when it's time to update your heating and cooling systems or for all your repairs.
Joe, I got smart when my toilet broke during football season after that experience of finding out I didn't have my hand in wax. It was something else. When my shower was overflowing, I called Rick, and he came and fixed it the next day.
That is absolutely fantastic. Mike Berry, Monroe County Supervisor, is proud to serve their residents as County Supervisor, and he wants to work to continue to be a voice for the people of Monroe County. And got to thank Dr. Matt Sarver.
Doc's the best.
He's ready to help you get back into the healthy way of life with chiropractic care. And we sure are looking forward to maybe one of those Sarver boys taking the mat as an Albie Blue Demon in the future. So
yeah, I think Petey's a wrestler. He's got two basketball players, Luke and Ryan, and they're outstanding basketball players and football players. Man, I'll tell you what, we got so much talent in our youth football programs. Oh, Coach Dayton, hold on.
No doubt about it. Brees Rest Home sponsors the sportscast here, and they're your local licensed residential care home. Warm hearts and caring hands there at the Brees Rest Home. Here we go, folks. We're getting ready for Griffin Osing to take the mat. They're just winding up the 140-pound matches. Probably within 3 minutes here, we'll bring you Griffin Osing trying to continue his run at the state tournament with his consolation match at 145 pounds.
Southern Iowa is bringing the wrestling heat. Woo-ha! And that just coming in on text. Congratulations to the Albia wrestlers and all of their accomplishments. Logan Dorpinghaus from Simpson College. Logan, glad to have you along tonight.
Well, we get a lot of great support from college students listening into their alma mater. The kids compete for it. My daughter Mary Pat listens in on KIICradio.com from St. Louis. And hey folks, if you've got a loved one out there going to college somewhere, an aunt or an uncle somewhere that's still interested in what's going on back in the hometown, let them know that we broadcast live streaming on KIICradio.com. It's on the World Wide Web, and you can listen to us anywhere. You've got internet.
And we've had people from China, from Alaska, from Hawaii. I've had them call in from everywhere and send texts. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give away to the person for the longest distance at the end of this tournament, a verifiable longest distance away. We will give a program signed by the Albia wrestlers or by their team of their choice. I have Pekin, Albia, and Eddieville, Blakesburg, and Centerville that we are covering most of the time. But the person who texts in from the furthest away, we'll have a program autographed by your favorite wrestlers from Wells Fargo Arena. Again, that text is 641-799-1437. And, Joe, let's get to some of our other sponsors as well.
Well, before I mention these other sponsors, Jason, what a great contest. Farthest away listening in on the World Wide Web. So,
verifiable, by the way. We're going to verify it, too.
Hey, Conley Spray Foam is your local authorized dealer for all your installation needs. Call Dennis or Aaron at Conley Spray Foam today for your quote.
And Advantage Real Estate is your hometown, locally owned real estate agency. They're to help you find your new home. Advantage Real Estate, your local connection to the homes on the market. They are your friends and neighbors, the agents who you know, and who will help you find what you are looking for.
Our Matt Side Mike tonight has been sponsored by Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home and Monument there in Albia. And really what a great thing to have in Albia, the Monument Company. A lot of people don't really think about sometimes some of those monuments. They don't have to be necessarily a monument for a grave. They can take a piece of granite and put something that you might want to put in your yard or decorative anywhere. They can show you a lot of things that they've got there at Senate Piercebacher Monument.
Well, here's a text coming in. Somebody wants to win this long-distance contest, and it's through the entire tournament. But I've got one coming here. Listening on KIIC.com in New Glarus, Wisconsin. Great job announcing, guys. Great job, Albia wrestlers. Keep advancing and working hard. From a gentleman, I kind of recognize his name. Tony Sennett.
I heard that Wisconsin address, and that I knew was Tony Sennett. Tony, Thanks very much for listening in on KIICradio.com. Tony in town last week for the funeral of his grandmother, Elna Papich. They had a great celebration of life for Elna, and the Sennett and Papich families, some of the great wrestling that you'll ever have heard about, it came from the Sennetts.
Rick, you hear Matt Side down there with us, getting ready for Griffin Osing to come out. He should be coming out here just any minute.
Yeah, it should be any second now. One of the things I have to tell a little story about, I had a referee come up to me and he asked me, he said, how did your guys do? You're 152, 103. He knew who was here. And I looked at him and I told him how they did. And he said, he said, you guys should be real proud of your real proud of your group. He said, your coach has just done a fantastic job. He said, I've been very impressed. He said, I've refereed against you guys about seven times this year. And he says, your sportsmanship and everything else, he said, I'm very impressed with that. So, well, for a referee to walk up and tell you that, I thought that was pretty special.
That's pretty darn good right there.
That is pretty special. And, you know, it's something that has become a big part of the culture of athletics in Albia and cannot give enough credit to Albia's football coach for the way that he has really instilled sportsmanship into the culture of football, and it has just spilled over into all the other sports. We had the athletic director Keith Lill up here. Sportsmanship, obviously a very important part of high school athletics. You know, they need to be students first, athletes second, but gentlemen and ladies always.
Yeah, and you know, Coach Staton, when he first came here, one of the things he talked about, the very first thing he talked about winning at first was getting Albia at the top of sportsmanship. And that's one of the things I think he was most proud about this last year is where we've come as sportsmanship, not just on the athletes on the mat, but as fans in the stands.
Well, Rick, thank you very much for that report. It's nice to be getting recognized by some people that that count, the officials.
Congrats to the Blue Demon wrestlers. Great to great to hear of such great night for the Blue Demons. Chelsea Vandenberg, listening. I know she's up at UNI.
Thank you for listening in, Chelsea.
Congrats to all the boys, and thanks for keeping the broadcast interesting. Travis, Amy, Olivia, and Josiah Caster.
Matt 8
is where we're heading.
We've got Coach Darren Helm and Coach Tim Folkers trotting out across the mats. They're headed from the south to the north. We're going to have Griffin Osing at the far north mat. He is your Albia Blue Demon, 145-pounder. In his consolation match, he will be going up against, I believe, Chris Johnson from Independence.
Well, Rick Whistler is on a dead run to get over there as well. Nice to see Coach getting his feet on. Great job, Albia wrestlers. See you on the podium Saturday night. Great job, Jason and Joe, Wendell and Meridale Folkerts.
Hey, thanks for shouting out there, Wendell and Meridale. You just heard your son Tim's name shouted out. He is in the corner with assistant coach Darren Helm.
Let's see, we're on mat number 8.
We're on mat number 8. Griffin Osing puts on the red leg bands. I get my binoculars out here.
Looking 7 versus 6, so it must be Rob Nichols from Atlantic.
From Atlantic, yeah, the black singlet of Atlantic. So we've got Osing from Albia versus
Nichols from Atlantic.
Nichols, a junior with a 42-5 record. He'd be 42-6 now. Griffin Osing with a 37-12 record. The only freshman here. Class 2A, 145 pounds. We get it underway. Count down through a minute and 40 seconds. No score. Both wrestlers on their feet near the edge of the mat.
And the thing is, there's only two wrestlers in any weight class above 145. That's a freshman. That tells you the accomplishment Griff has made by just being here.
Osing quickly in on the ankle pick. He's got the ankle pick. Excellent job by his opponent from Atlantic to reverse that. And with the wizard move, achieves the takedown. So Griffin Osing trails here. Minute 13 left in the second period. 2-0 takedown by Nichols from Atlantic. It's Nichols from Atlantic versus Osing from Albia. Off the mat, we're going to reset with a minute 10 left here at 145 pounds. Osing trailing 2-0.
Osing tries to get to his base. Put back down on the mat by Nichols.
Nichols working the chicken wing here. Griffin Osing broken down right now. He's trying to achieve his base. With his base achieved now, he's going to try to sit out. A quick move out to the top by Nichols. He tries the chicken wing, takes it above parallel. And with a potentially dangerous hold, we'll have a stop in the action and reset. Center of the mat, 50 seconds left here. First period action, Griffin Osing trailing 2-0.
We're in the consolation bracket. Matt White, Dakota Poe, Shadow Leshen on into the championship round. And here as Griffin getting the escape, now trails 2-1.
Osing with a great stand-up switch there. Alertly, his opponent, Nichols from Atlantic, just cuts him instead of keeping the contact, or it would have been a reversal for Griffin Osing. They're on their feet near the center of the mat with 30 seconds left here in the first period. It's a 2-1 lead for Nichols over Osing.
Griffin gets some separation. Now they'll look each other over and once again go to hand fighting.
Thank you to everybody for listening in here. We're bringing a live coverage of the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We are in the consolation rounds here. It's the first day of wrestling at the state championships. We're bringing it to you from the Wells Fargo Arena. The 145-pounder from Albia, Griffin Osing, at the conclusion of the first match, trails 2-1.
That will conclude the first period. And Griff was in there on a single leg, just did not have enough time to in that first period.
Yeah, Griffin looks like he's in great condition here. I see a lot of focus in him. Rick, you're right down there, Matt's side. Any sign of fatigue from either wrestler?
No, not at all. Griffin's just a split second away from getting this guy. You know, he's been on tight on him twice. So maybe just a little bit quicker in that next move, I think he can take this guy.
Well, Griffin takes top in the second period here. As we get started in the second period, Osing covers. He's going to try to T-bar the arm and tilt him. A little bit high is Griffin Osing. His Atlantic opponent tries to grab the leg. Griffin alertly gets back on the hips. And with a minute and a half left in the second period, your score is 2-1. Osing trailing, riding his Atlantic opponent, Nichols. At the edge of the mat, stalemate called. We'll reset.
Oh. Coach Cochran coming up here and get me all set up, buddy. Getting my phone set up so I can get all the results right here. That a boy, Coach. Griffin Osing trying to work his way in the consolation. Second period, 1:23 to go. He trails by one on top here. Trying to break down his opponent, Nichols from Atlantic.
Quick switch there by Nichols from Atlantic, and he gets the reversal. Osing quickly there off of that whistle. Just a great first move by Nichols from Atlantic.
Nichols, the junior, 42-5.
Nichols riding with the legs. He's way out on top, but he's got both legs in. Griffin sprawls, tried to get the legs out. Nichols with the arm barred and the leg in. Looks like he might try to take the leg out and get out front and try to do something with the arm. Griffin Osing trying to get his base. 41 seconds left here, second period action. Osing gets his base. Looks like he might try a half Nelson, might try a switch. Power half put in and the leg thrown back in by Nichols. Power half and the leg in by Nichols. Not past parallel yet, so Griffin not giving up any back points, but that power half with the leg in at 145 pounds, really cranking on that shoulder, isn't it, Rick? We've got Griffin Osing competing here for Albia in the consolation match at 145 pounds. His opponent from Atlantic is a young man named Nichols. Nichols up right now, 4-1. End of the second period. 4-1 your score. Griffin Osing, 3-point deficit here in the third period. Jason, I like his chances on bottom here. Bust out of there with a big move and make something happen and come out of here.
Well, he takes a shot. He starts chooses the neutral position, come out, took a shot right away, and was fought off by the kid from Atlantic.
Yeah, Griffin decided to go neutral. Quick shot in there trying to get the ankle pick. Alertly, Nichols with the sprawl and takes that away. They're back on their feet near the edge of the mat. Neutral position. 1:38 left in this match. Griffin Osing trails 4-1 at 145 pounds. Osing, the freshman from Albia. Oh, my goodness. Right at the edge of the mat. Great single leg shot and spin by Osing, but out of bounds, off the edge of the mat. We'll have to reset at the center of the mat with a minute and a half to go.
Griffin takes a shot. He's in on a single leg.
He has it. He's got control. He hasn't been given control yet, but there is a two-point takedown if I ever saw one, Jason.
They just got it, and they finally do award a two-point takedown. Now Griffin trails by one, 3-4.
A little bit curious why the official didn't immediately award that.
That was really strange.
The Griffin Osing with a 4-3 deficit now. We're counting down through a minute and 5 seconds, folks. Very exciting here. Comeback action by Griffin Osing. He's out in front, going to try to turn him over with a half Nelson. wouldn't be surprised to see a stall warning here against his opponent from Atlantic.
He's not doing much there, the kid from Atlantic. And now Griff may just let him go. He's got to be careful not to get the reversal. That would be...
Well, that kid's got a good switch, and he used it to reverse Griffin in the second period. And there it is again. Griffin just a little bit slow in catching that arm on the switch. He's been reversed now. Trails 6-3 with 35 seconds left here at the edge of the mat. They're off, and we're going to reset Griffin Osing on the bottom. His opponent from Atlantic, Rob Nichols, the junior with a 42-6 record, will cover.
Want to say hello to my buddy Big T, listening in Ottumwa, having dinner. T, you're buying my dinner the next time we get together on that one, buddy.
Jason Brian Crawl says, you rock the well. Go Albia. Thanks, Brian, for listening in 96.7.
Here's a reversal by Griffin. Gets the reversal.
He trails now by 1, 6-5. He's out in front. He's out on top trying desperately to get the back points. But with time getting close to expiring, he just had to be a little bit too aggressive there. Wrestling from behind, so difficult, especially against good wrestlers up here at the well.
Boy, Griffin Osing, the freshman, an outstanding season, given everything he's got down there. And that will be the final here. But, boy, Rick, you're right there. Griff gave it everything he had.
He did. He gave it everything he had. He never did run out of gas. And
well,
one of my favorite lines is there ain't no quitting that dog. And that kid really wrestled hard. It's kind of heartbreaking to watch it. But he's a freshman. He's in an upper weight class. There's only one or two freshmen here, you know, in these upper weight classes. So my hat's off to that kid. He really worked his tail off.
Well, that was a valiant effort by Griffin Osing. You know, he scored points from behind in the last 25 seconds of that match. He was within 1 point. He knew that he was behind and had to make something happen. Very aggressive out there front, trying to turn his opponent, Nichols, from Atlantic. But just coming up short, gets reversed at the very, very end, and goes down by a score of 8-5.
And Joe, you know what he did right away. He went over to that other wrestler and he gave him a pat on the back and shook his hand. He didn't pout or run away. He went out there and didn't just shake the guy's hand, but patted him on the back and told him, nice job. You know, that's the sportsmanship we just heard that the wrestler talked to Rick about.
Well, Griffin Osing's season will end here tonight in that consolation loss, but what a proud moment for Griffin Osing and his parents, Lynn and they've got to be very, very proud of Griffin. Freshman up here, the only one at 145 pounds, and only one wrestler heavier than him as a freshman qualifying here at the state tournament.
Well, the texts just keep coming in. Here's one portal up here. The J&J Show, been great. Feels like we're there. Keep it up, guys. We'll see you on Friday. The J&J Show. JJ and the Special R.
Hey, we've got Rick Whistler down there, mat side, and Rick Whistler, the mat side mic is being sponsored by Bob Sennett, Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home and Monument. Bob Sennett was a great Albia wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
That Sennett family, you know, we mentioned Tony Sennett, Tony's brother Danny, one of the fabled wrestlers in Albia history. Only lost two matches in his last 2 years in his entire junior and senior campaigns. Only two losses were in the state championship by a 3- and a 4-time state champion.
You know, we talked to the wrestlers off that 1985 team there at that last or the only dual meet in Albia where they got honored on it, and hearing them talk about Dan Sennett, every one of them talking about the guy they did not want to wrestle, the most intense wrestler. It was the smallest guy in the wrestling room, Dan Sennett.
Yeah, Dan, a fierce competitor when he was in high school, and he's got a couple boys coming up through the junior ranks. It's going to be fun to see that next generation up here in just a few years. It's amazing how time flies.
Let's take a quick timeout. We're going to come right back here, kind of summarize the two-way events here going on at Wells Fargo Arena as we roll along and come to a conclusion here in our second round of action, 2A action. When we come back to Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats and high fidelity, all tournament long, you're listening to exclusive state wrestling action on the one and only Sports Authority, KIIC.
we bring it back to you here live from the well. It's Dylan Nelson from Davis County. He's competing in his wrestle back. The score is 6-2. Dylan Nelson looking to continue his season. He's on top with 45 seconds left in the second period in his 160-pound match against Trent Little from Prairie City Monroe. Make that correction. Derek's, yeah, I think that's Prairie City, isn't it?
Yeah, let me take a look here. It's 16-14, and that is correct. You got it right, Joe. Trent Little of PCM, so a couple of wrestlers in our listening audience. Of course, Davis County in our conference.
And Davis County, good wrestling program.
Absolutely.
There. Bloomfield. Prairie City Monroe has a different look here for the state tournament from their earlier matches that we saw them at. They've got a white singlet on instead of their usual maroon and gold.
And for all of our Centerville fans who are listening, Richard England will be in his consolation matchup coming up here in just a second. We'll be keeping our eyes out. For that upcoming match.
Richard England, the Centerville junior at 189 pounds. Good kid there, the England. His brother Mike, state champion in the past. Richard England participates in baseball as well. He's a multi-sport athlete and has competed for the Rathbun Area All-Stars in Babe Ruth. One of those teams that got all the way to the state tournament. Fast action here, though. Third period, 6-3. Your score, Dylan Nelson on top. Trent Little from Prairie City Monroe trailing. Super takedown move there by Nelson.
Yep.
Now he's extended his advantage to 8-3. So with a minute and a half left in this match, Dylan Nelson in control. 5-point lead, 8-3.
Well, Southern Iowa wrestlers continue to flex their muscle here as we roll along, as we come to the final minutes of this opening day of wrestling.
Well, Jason, I know we've got a lot of wrestlers that that are wrestling for Southern Iowa teams. One of them is right down here against Dylan Nelson from Davis County. Trent Little from Prairie City Monroe. Want to shout out to those folks that happen to be listening from Prairie City. Our KIIC 96.7 footprint will get up there, and we welcome you folks from Prairie City aboard. Your wrestler, Trent Little, is trailing right now 8-3 with 41 seconds left in his 160-pound match against Dylan Nelson from Davis County. Nelson on top, trying to ride out his opponent, Trent Little from Prairie City Monroe, to continue his season to tomorrow.
And we're going to have all the team scoring updates here in just a few minutes, along with the all the results from the first round here, 2A action. And also we'll be checking in with Coach Winger and staff. They're going to be on. They're marching their way up the stairs as we speak.
On their way up right now.
And just if you're from Eddyville, Blakesburg, or from Pekin, and you missed those matches earlier today, you can go to our website, www.kicradio.com, and we have all the audio in the audio vault from those matches earlier today, courtesy of Scott Fry on the board.
Hey, Jace, can you hear me?
We got Rick. Rick, you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You bet.
We got you loud and clear and high fidelity.
I'm going to be up there in just a minute. I'm bringing several people with me.
All right, we'll bring them on up here, Coach.
Okay, we'll see you in a little bit.
Rick Whistler on his way, bringing us up the wrestlers. And how about that, Joe?
Yeah, we're looking forward here to seeing the Albia coaches and players continue to come up here. Folks, we are going to bring you some live interviews here from the Wells Fargo Arena. Dylan Nelson down here from Davis County, he gets his hand raised. He was your consolation winner at 160 pounds. So congratulations to the Bloomfield wrestler, Dylan Nelson. He will extend his season to tomorrow.
And we're going to take and stay on the same mat here as Richard England will come on to the same mat as we just left that last broadcast room.
Folks, don't go anywhere. We're going to bring you this match live, and then we're going to have the Albia Wrestling contingent up here with some live interviews, insights, and highlights that you're not going to get anywhere else unless you're standing in this broadcast studio high above the mats in high fidelity from the Wells Fargo Arena. It's 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships from Des Moines.
Richard England about to get set here with Tyler Dahl of Atlantic, the junior. Dahl, 33-10 on the season. Make that 33-11. England, 38-21. England, Dahl, mix it up at the center of the mat. England, pummeling with Dahl. Tries to do a shuck. Dahl fights it off. Now they'll do some more arm wrestling. England trying to control that left arm. Dahl takes a shot. England takes a step back and avoids the grab by Dahl.
Near the edge of the mat. Countdown through a minute 25 seconds. It's a scoreless first period. Richard England from Centerville trying to extend his season.
Here's a shot by Dahl, fought up by England. England grabbed that back leg after the miss by Dahl, but both wrestlers will head right back to the center of the mat after going off the edge.
You know, we've talked about Southern Iowa wrestling and how much success they've had. Atlantic, a great Southern Iowa wrestling tradition there on Highway 34, about 100 miles, maybe 120 west of Albia.
England trying to go for the takedown, but will go off the edge of the mat.
England's opponent, Dahl from Atlantic, a real thick wrestler, shorter than Richard England, but a very, very thick, muscular wrestler. He is going to try to achieve his success today, obviously, with throws. Richard, with a quick duck under, drops down to the single leg. At the edge of the mat, they're off. Really great duck under.
That was a great duck under.
Duck under. Dahl trying to just tie up. And, folks, we are going to have some fun now. We have just been joined in the broadcast booth by Coach Dave Wenger. I see Shadow Leshen, Griffin Osing, Matt White. We've got a great crew up here. We're going to get them all set up for you. Jason, while you're setting them up, I will continue to broadcast live this match that Richard England is competing in here at 189 pounds. And my, what a treat we have for you folks. Anybody listening in right now, you are going to be in for a treat. We've got a bunch of winners that have just walked into our broadcast booth here at the fourth floor of the Wells Fargo Arena.
England still scoreless here. First period, no score, and we are approaching the conclusion of that opening period.
Yeah, Richard England very quick on his feet. No score here as we go to the second period. They toss the disc. The disc lands, and Richard England has his choice. He takes it down. A lot of times a kid that has the choice will defer. Richard England knows that he can outquick his opponent from Atlantic, and he is going to settle in. He's covered by Dahl. Quick stand-up by Richard England. Taken away. Slammed to the mat. England back to his base. His second move is a stand-up again. Taken back down. Dahl out on the shoulders. A little bit high. But he's able to break down Richard England. Richard England back to his base. He tries to stand up again. This time he's got his feet. He's got his feet.
Breaks the hands. He's free.
Yeah, great, great effort there. The third time was a charm. The duck under by Richard England again. Not quite enough to spin back behind. They're still on their feet near the edge of the mat. Counting down through a minute and a half left here. Second period action. 189-pound wrestling consolation match.
You have to like the activeness of England when he was on bottom there. He really was active.
Yeah, I mean he had to do the same move three times before it worked. But when it worked, he got his escape. 1-0, your score now. Richard England on top. He's battling at 189 pounds, trying to continue his season. Tyler Dahl, the Atlantic junior. It's Atlantic versus Centerville. Highway 5 versus Highway 34. We count down through 1 minute in the second period. Richard England on top, 1-0 with his second period escape here.
Boy, both wrestlers have had... I've been able to fight each other's offensive moves off. So that's why we're sitting here with a 1-0 score.
I believe that Richard England is the quicker wrestler here,
Jason. He's the aggressor as well.
He's the aggressor. Dahl, very thick, well-built wrestler. I would say that he's going to try to just tie up Richard England and maybe hit.
There's a double leg, but right at the edge of the mat, and they're going to go off. Richard did a good job of giving a little shuck and then go right after the both legs of Dahl.
England at the center now, controls Dahl's hands. This time Richard England with his back to the boundary mark. He takes a shot now. He'll have the whole entire mat, one end to the other, to take a shot.
Oh, well, he took a shot, but Dahl fought it off and then gets the takedown.
Really good job there by Richie England to shuck him and try to go by. But Dahl just that quick spins behind, gets the takedown. Now your score's 2-1 with 1 second to go. We're going to reset it at the center of the mat. And they decided that the time had expired.
They ran right into the scoring table on the clock.
Look at this official. He's going to make him put 1 second back on the clock. I like this official. He said there was a second left on the clock when they went out of bounds. We're going to reset it. 2-1 your score. Richard England trails with 1 second left in the second period. As they wait for the clock to reset to 1 second, it's 189-pound consolation match featuring Richard Englund from Centerville. This will be the last match that we bring you guys live tonight, but the fun is only just getting ready to begin. We have got a bunch of smiling faces here from the Albion Blue Demons. I see Shadow Leshen. He's got a backpack on him. He's a 103-pounder for Albion. It looks like his backpack weighs about 103 pounds.
He'd be... Here's a spin out by... They're gonna say they jumped the gun there, but England got out quick. And that was just nearly got the escape there. That will conclude the second period. We're going to go to the third. England trailing 2-1 here to Dahl of Atlantic. Dahl in the down position to open up the third period.
Looks like England's just going to cut him. So your score now is 3-1, I believe. Now, we may have a situation again where they need to reset the clock to 1 second, Jason, because I think that official might have whistled a caution on Richard Englund for jumping the whistle. If that's the case, we will sit here and wait for him to reset the clock to 1 second. And it appears to me as if they have to count the clock down from 59 seconds to get it to 1 second. So as we wait here, we're going to tell you folks that we've got excitement coming up. I see Dakota Poe. Shadow Leshen with that million-dollar grin that he's got. Boy, a kid just won't quit smiling. Coach Schofield joining us here. Can't wait for this 189-pound match for Richard Englund to win from Centerville, and that way we can bring you guys all this fun.
England trails by two here after the escape by Dahl. 3-1, Dahl out in front of England. 1:44 to go here in the contest.
1 minute, 40 seconds left to go in this 189-pound consolation match. Richard England trails 3-1. They're on their feet. England trying to control the hands at the edge of the mat.
Here's a shot there by Dahl. Fought up by England. England's kind of come on the backside. Again, Richards had his shots, Joey. He just missed a couple of times, and Dahl fought off that shuck move, and that was the only takedown of the match.
Well, if Centerville was going to...
Well, there it is.
Richard England in tight.
My goodness, off the edge of the mat. Boy, he had a run in there.
I was starting to say, Jason, that our Centerville fans would know that Richard England would have to be voted the most improved wrestler on that Centerville squad. He's up here competing at state. He trails 3-1 here with a minute and 11 to go. And Richard England, the 189-pound junior from Centerville, giving it everything he's got here with a minute to go.
1 minute to go. England down by a takedown. So we go under that minute mark. Richards had his shots.
Well, he really was in deep there on double leg earlier, but it was off the edge of the mat. And the edge of the mat has been his enemy. The official just cautioned his opponent from Atlantic, Dahl, has been cautioned for stalling. So maybe with 45 seconds left to go here, Richard will be able to keep his opponent from running.
There's a shotgun again right at the edge of the mat, and they're going to go off the edge of the mat there. But everything's taking place right at that edge of that mat.
Dahl obviously knows he's got a two-point lead here. He's been warned for stalling with 36 seconds left to go. I think if Richard England keeps up his aggressiveness, he will be able to get that takedown.
Here's a shot by Dahl again off the edge of the mat. So with 30 seconds to go, England trails by a takedown.
Your score now is 3-1. Richard England from Centerville trails Dahl.
Here's a shot. He's on a single leg in. He's got the head on the inside. Can he turn it into a takedown? Dahl's fighting it off.
Dahl with the sprawl. Richard England gets behind off the mat
just
once
on the
again.
Edge.
15 seconds to go here. Richard England keeps up that aggressive maneuver there. I think he's going to be able to get the takedown. He knows what's at stake.
He's in a double leg.
He's in there. He's in there tight with eight seconds to go. Richard England struggles valiantly.
Four seconds.
Sprawl by Dahl, and Richard England is going to go down here with no time left on the clock. Your score 3-1. Richard England's season ends, but what a great season by a greatly improved wrestler, Richard England. Congratulations to the England family.
He no give on that young man, and he had all kinds of shots right at the edge of the mat, but Dahl would find a way of getting off the edge. England's season comes to an end, but a great season for him. And we're going to come back here to Wells Fargo Arena. We got a whole crew of Albion wrestlers want to talk to, and the coaches. When we come back, high above the mats and high fidelity, Joe Sinclair, Rick Whistler will return back to Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to exclusive wall-to-wall state wrestling coverage right here on Thunder Country KIC.
Don't go away. The fun's coming right up.
this grande of a night we're having here at Wells Fargo Arena. It's been a blue night for the Blue Demons, and I'll tell you what, it's been a great ride here through Class 2A through 1A, and Joe, Southern Iowa has come and represented here at Wells.
And what a great event that we are going to be able to bring you here. Live interviews from the Albia coaching staff now, players later. Just cannot be more proud of the effort that the Albia Blue Demons have put out here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. It's the 2011 championship action, one of ESPN Sports' events that you need to see if you're a sports fan. And we're joined here by Coach Wenger. Congratulations, Coach, on a great first round. I think you guys are in 10th place.
Yeah, that was nice to see. Feels kind of like last year, you know. It doesn't seem like that long ago I was sitting up here and we were talking about a pretty good first night, too. So, you know, hopefully we can maintain. You know, that's why you wrestle, I guess. We'll see what happens.
Coach, you brought a freshman up here, and Griffin Osing, one of only two wrestlers to wrestle as a freshman beyond the one, gave a great effort. What a season he's had. Let's talk about Griffin here for a moment.
Yeah, it was nice to get that stat. I don't know who's doing their homework there, but I feel honored to have that. So just wrestles real well. You know, I'm proud of him. I told him, you know, if you're going to come up here to wrestle, make sure you don't have any regrets. So
we're going to take a real quick break. We're losing a little this. We're talking about the wrestlers and this tournament. We'll be right back to Wells Fargo Arena when we return. More with Coach Wenger and Blue Demon Wrestling coaches and staff. Apologize for the technology issues, and you know, is connect as we are, we're directly into the internet, the well with everyone ending up here. I imagine people are clicking things off, and that's probably caused us a problem here. And the 10 o'clock news transferring. We got Coach Dave Wenger with us right now. Coach, we're talking about Griff. What a great season he had, and he gave a great showing here tonight as a freshman.
Yeah, I was talking there that we didn't want him to go out and wrestle tentatively. We didn't want him to go out and have any regrets, so I'm pretty sure he didn't. So he wrestled really, really well in that second match especially. So, you know, he got some of the rust knocked off there and kind of the butterfly. Really, really rust. Have him there.
That kid, and we do definitely want to congratulate him this year. And we've got a big night coming up, which is the quarterfinals and the second round. Congratulations to all wrestlers tonight.
Well, I know for sure we're going to sleep a little bit. Deserve that, and you know, it's nice that we've got a early afternoon, probably work out a little going, and then we'll come in here about 3:30 or 4 and do her again here.
Well, Coach Schofield's standing behind us. Coach, you know, this being, you know, you guys have had some real good experience here. And I think last year really helped you guys as a team really prepare for this year. Talk a little bit about that experience coming into tonight.
Anytime you get to the well for the state tournament, experience comes into play every year, and the more experience you've got, the better. Griffin sure did get some good experience this year, and that should really help him take it to the next level next year.
One of the things I noticed, Coach, that that when the wrestlers were warming up prior to the start of this session, some of the teams that only had one wrestler here when they were doing their warm-ups out there on these eight mats before they got them cleaned up and the national anthem was sung, they were seeking out wrestlers from other teams to warm up with. You guys didn't have to worry about that because you brought a contingency of four.
Yeah, that's always a concern when that you have somebody up here to work out with, and we've got some contacts, especially with like Shadow for his size, to get a couple guys for him to work out with to warm up, and the other guys, they can work together and kind of do their thing. And Dakota and Matt, they're experienced enough and been here enough times that they know what to do when they get here.
Coach Winger, is there anything different about coming up this time with this group of guys?
Oh yeah, I like bringing the freshmen up. You know, they've got the bright eyes and the bushy tails, and it's just really good to be a part of that. So, you know, giving them that experience and something that they'll never forget. So, but you know, I guess with the other guys, you don't have to worry about getting those guys ready. They just, you know, they know where they're at and what they need to do to get ready. And I heard them calling off there, and I looked to see where Matt was, and he was back there. You know, he didn't need anything said. So,
well, Coach,
both sides is fun. I'm not saying that it's a burden to get these freshmen ready by any means. I enjoy staying with them, so it's fun.
Well, Coach, we've obviously got great wrestlers and great coaches. The great fans down there in Section 105 and 106 rooting on the Albia Blue Demons. We had a report earlier that Shadow Leshen was able to hear his mom hollering at him from the stands. Were you able to catch that excitement and enthusiasm from the corner that you heard from the Albia Blue Demon fans right down there, Matt side?
Yep, I heard them. I heard them back there. It's good though. It's all good. So normally I don't hear too much, but I did hear our fans tonight. They picked out a good section to watch our first round match, and it sure was fun.
Well, coaches, we appreciate you stopping by. I know you want to get the guys back to the room, and we want to talk to them. We're going to take a real quick timeout, come back and talk to these outstanding athletes from Albia High School. Griffin Osing, Shadow Leshen, Dakota Poe, and Matt White on deck. When we return back to Wells Fargo Arena, you're listening to exclusive state wrestling coverage on the one and only KIC. Welcome back as we wrap things up. A complete day of wrestling in the book, live from Wells Fargo Arena. And Joe and Rick, I just got this text in, and I think this is worth giving a shout-out to. Happy 20th anniversary to Tim and Ange Folkerts. Happy anniversary, guys.
We saw Coach Folkerts down there on the mat. Congratulations. That's a significant accomplishment to stay married for 20 years. And anybody like Rick and I that have accomplished that can appreciate it. But, man, what a great day of wrestling here from the well. We brought it to you live here all afternoon long, starting out at 1 o'clock with Class 1A. We rooted on the Eddyville Rockets, the Pekin Panthers, our Southern Iowa compatriots in Class 1A. Rolled right into the 6:32 matches, first round. We've got the Albia Blue Demons in 10th place. We heard from the players we heard from the wrestlers and the coaches. And Jason and Rick, just unbelievable electric atmosphere up here at the well.
It's very impressive. These young guys, they come out they come out very determined. It was really fun to watch them. You know, my one thought is it's easy to win, and Griffin lost two matches, but yeah, he's a pretty classy kid. I'll tell you what, he took it very well. Went over and patted the guy when he got done. I tell you what, that kid, he's going to be back, and he will be a force before it's all over with.
As a freshman, he's so strong. You know, he's wrestling at that 145. We talked about it earlier. That's a weight class that is typically found with some of your better athletes on those upperclassmen, and he's really strong for a 145 freshman.
No doubt about it. He's a stud, I'll tell you. He's at that weight. He's a freshman. It's very exciting to watch that young man.
And what excitement we're going to have next year. I mean, we still got 3 days of Iowa High School Championship wrestling left, and the excitement is bubbling over in anticipation for next season.
Can't wait. Let's get to some of these texts. I had people texting us all day long. Thanks, JJ and R, for a good job, a job well done. Mike and Sue listening back in and guys, it's just amazing. Over 1,200 hits to our streamer here today. That's just not hard to believe, honestly, because that's what small town people do. They follow their kids, they love their kids, and they stay interested.
And we've got a regional focus here. I know that we've got people listening from Albia, Centerville, Davis County, and we're going to bring you all the action again tomorrow, folks. It's Southern Iowa Focus here on KI.